These boys have worked hard, and I hope you can see that. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, we have a very well-known proverb. It says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." All of my life, as I've heard this proverb quoted, I've always been taught and put a very much a spiritual aspect of this, which is understandable. Train up a child in the ways of God, and when he is old, he will not depart from God. I did hear another take on it one time, as a gentleman who is fluent in reading the Hebrew language said, and I don't have the knowledge to back this up, but it's an interesting take on it. He throws out the idea that perhaps what the wise man is saying here is not so much train up a child in God's ways, but that perhaps it could be translated as train up a child in his own way. And the idea that he presents is that God has given to each and every one of us talents, abilities, perhaps a certain path that he wants us to go down. And we see opportunities, and as we raise children, we see that some of them are predisposed to talents in arts, or some of them are predisposed to having talents in science or literature or sports. And perhaps the idea could be said that Solomon is encouraging us to train up a child to walk in the abilities that God has given them. Use those for his service. And if we can teach a child to use his abilities for the service of God, he won't depart from them. He'll use them for that his entire life. We often lament the fact these days that there seems to be a lack of motivation for kids and teenagers to do what's right. I can't tell you the number of times that I've heard the statements, "Well, back in my day, kids did this." And while that may be true, we have to realize that we do live in a different day. And it's almost sad to me when I see public service announcements that promote, what am I trying to say? We have public service announcements that are being used to promote respect and honor and honesty and service. Have we gotten to the point that we have to rely on public service announcements to teach these things to our kids? I think Proverbs gives us a lot of insight on many levels as to how to deal with problems such as this. Folks, training children to have respect, to be servants, to be honest, starts at home. And it continues through the church. Finding opportunities and ways to train children in the ways that they should go and the path that they should walk. Whether we look at it in the aspect of following God's will, or whether we look at it as we tell a child, "You have this gift from God. Use it for His service, and you'll never be disappointed." At least not in the long run, perhaps. If we teach them to use their abilities, the church will grow. God's kingdom will be strengthened, and we will be encouraged. And I dare say that early encouragement to be involved with their talents and their gifts will provide a better path for them to walk in their lives. Tonight you are seeing, as we said before, the programs that our LTC participants have put together. And this is but one way that we strive here at Woodland Oaks to train our children and our teens to use their abilities to walk with God. We try to train them not to seek their own glory and their own honor, but to seek His honor and His glory. In just a little bit, I'll give you a few more details. But we have 34 kids this year involved with LTC, learning to use the talents that God has given them. Bryce read for us earlier out of 1 Samuel chapter 3. And I find it interesting, perhaps I find it applicable, I think, to notice what Samuel says. The first two times that God calls him, Samuel's first statement is, "Here I am." And that's our theme for LTC this year, "Here I am." And perhaps Samuel didn't know it at the time, but I think he was looking for a direction. He hears a voice calling him. He thinks, this is my mentor that's calling me. So he runs to Eli twice, says, "Here I am, you called me." And he said, "No, I didn't. I didn't do that." And finally, Eli picks up on it and he says, "Samuel, the next time you hear the voice, I want you to say, 'Speak, Lord, because your servant listens.'" Folks, our children are looking for direction. They're looking for guidance as they grow up in this world, an uncertain world. And while I'm not quite to that point yet as a parent, I know I soon will be. And I won't always know the answers. I won't always know exactly what to tell my son when he asks me questions on what he should do. And I know that each of you that are parents have experienced that as well. But we can't deny or ignore the fact that children are saying, "Here I am, teach me." And if we realize that, it makes the wise man's words that much more meaningful. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Let's teach them to follow God. Let's teach them to use their abilities that God has given them in order to further His kingdom and to search for His glory. Tonight we do want to offer an invitation to anyone who feels the need, whether to put on Christ in baptism and begin that walk with Him, or if you've strayed away from the straight path that God wants us to walk. There's no better time than the present to get your life right with Him. And we invite you to do so while we stand and sing.